Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita at some places aham, mam, etc. And some place he tells that work should be done for Mahapurusha, Lord Vishnu, due to their two things. Mayavadis or many Indians tell that you should surrender to us, not Krishna. So what these two things signify and how to answer these people with wrong understanding to avoid miseries of, avoid misuse of Bhagavad Gita. To begin with, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is warning us to stay away from Mayavadis. If you are as powerful as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then you can venture to deal with them and try to convert them as he did with the Mayavadis of Kashi, Benares. But otherwise, avoid the association of Mayavadis. And I think it was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur who said that even when you see a Mayavadi, jump into the nearest pond with all your clothes on or a river to take a bath. So that's how contaminating the association of Mayavadi is. So avoid them. Like our business is to first develop our own Krishna consciousness, develop our own conviction. And then there is a question of converting others or preaching to others. So these people, the problem with this Mayavadi is they're not going to listen to you. So how can you preach to somebody who is not going to listen to you? Mayavadir bhashya shunile hoy sarbonash. How many of you know the meaning of this verse? If you listen to the commentary of Mayavadi, sarvanash was the Hindi word for sarvanash, or even English word, doomed. You lose everything. Sarvanash, sarva means everything, nash means finished, destroyed. So that's how dangerous this association. So avoid them. If they want to concoct some meaning, the clear understanding is what? Sometimes Krishna is saying, I am. And sometimes Krishna is saying, he is using the expression, like Mahapurusha, as you were saying, Vishnu, Ishwara, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Riddeshi Arjuna Tishtati. But who is the Parameshwar? Ahang hi sarva yogyanam bhokta cha prabhure vacha. So Krishna sometimes, some place may say that surrender to Ishwar or do this for Ishwar, but in many other places Krishna is saying do it, that I am the Ishwar. So what's the point, what's the difficulty in understanding who is Ishwar? Even though Krishna may say Ishwar, he is the, but the thing is, if you draw the line, if some place Krishna says that I am Ishwar and some place Krishna says surrender to Ishwar, then what is Krishna is actually saying? Isn't Krishna saying surrender to me? But he, from the point that you made, is saying the Mayavadis are saying, sometimes saying Krishna is saying I am, ahang, mam, me, surrender to me. Let's take this point. Surrender to me. Then sometimes Krishna is saying surrender to Ishwar. Because Krishna is contradicting, therefore you surrender to me. That's the point the Mayavadis are making. That's the point that he made in that question. So how to deal with them? So deal with them in this way. Look, at that place Krishna is saying that he is Ishwar. And at that other place he is saying surrender to Ishwar. Therefore, Krishna is saying, surrender to me. And finally, Krishna is saying, sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Krishna never says, sarvadharman parityajya, sarvadharman parityajya mayavading sharanam braja. He never said that. If he did, we would have done that.